Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Morning, folks. This is Steve Williamson. Welcome to Democratic Perspective. Co-host Mike Costantino and I will be talking about Medicare and the new Ryan Republican plan to end Medicare as we know it, and to do so by shifting costs to older Americans. Republicans in the House of Representatives recently voted to support the broader Ryan Republican budget, which includes the Republican proposal to phase out Medicare and replace real Medicare with vouchers. The vote was 277 to 112. No Democrats supported it, and a few Republicans, to their credit, did not. But Paul Gosar, who represents us here in CD1, voted for this plan, a plan that would be disastrous for older Americans.
So please ask Paul Gosar when you see him. Say, why did you vote against Medicare? Who's Paul Ryan, by the way? Well, Paul Ryan is the Republican go-to guy for some economic issues. He's a representative from Wisconsin, and he's chairman of the Budget Committee. Now, we're not saying that Medicare, Steve and I are not saying that Medicare doesn't have flaws, doesn't need some reform, and maybe some better financing. And we got lots of people thinking about those things. But the Republican plan is the wrong way to do this. I mean, come on. Of all the government programs to pick on, Medicare is not the one. Medicare has 98 cents out of every dollar it takes in going to the delivery of health care, according to Reuters. The best Medicare Advantage plan, and some of you know the supplemental plan, that's handled by private insurance, the best those can do is 85%, 85 cents on a dollar, and some are as low as 32 cents on a dollar. They spend so much administrative costs. There's a lot we can say about the Ryan budget, but today we're talking about just his plan for Medicare. The Ryan plan replaces Medicare as we know it. It replaces it with vouchers. The initial voucher amount that they propose is $8,000, and it won't take effect until 2022. Now, if you think a 70-year-old can buy insurance for $8,000, I got a bridge I want to sell you named Midgley. Go ahead, Steve.
Wait a minute, Mike. Ryan says that his plan is a premium support plan. It's not a voucher plan. So what's the difference? Well, there is no difference. The difference is, if they call it a voucher plan, it will be obvious to folks what they're actually doing. The Republican plan is a voucher plan. It will also raise the age to receive Medicare from 65 to 67.
That's right, Steve. It's a phony plan. Even the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says it doesn't address the real problem. The Republican House, this Budget Committee, came up with this plan that doesn't address the real problem. The real problem is rising health care costs. And, of course, those costs are reflected in the cost of Medicare. Reducing what government spends on Medicare is not going to even touch the issue. Medical costs are the issue, is the issue that needs to be addressed. As time goes by, it's becoming clear how phony the Ryan budget plan is overall. But the Medicare portion is even more of a bait and switch.
It's particularly bad. The Medicare plan is particularly bad part of the Ryan budget.
Exactly. It's kind of a divide and conquer thing. If you're 55 and under, Medicare doesn't exist anymore. To make it clear, if you're on Medicare now, and you're a patient, and you like Medicare, and most of the people I know do, who are on it, this plan is very non-Medicare. The Republican plan takes you back to the days when doctors may or may not take your insurance, and they all will have different forms. They are finding out how unpopular this plan is with their own Republican voters. In fact, here's a little example of that. A poll from a Tucson citizen: do you support the Republican plan for the future of Medicare, making it a voucher program? They made it clear in the question that it was a voucher program, where Ryan hasn't always made that clear. response was yes, 18% voted, no, 78% are against it, I don't know, 3%. The key element here, and people apparently can see this, to both Social Security and Medicare, is security. It's a safety net. Both of these programs are structured to deal with rising costs. They built it into the structure. And although nobody's going to get rich on Social Security, it does deal with cost of living raises. Republican proposals for both of these programs actually reduce security for seniors, don't they, Steve?
Yeah, as Mike's saying, the underlying factor is this, and it's something that we all have to face. As you get older, medical costs become greater and greater, and Medicare insures folks who are 65 years and older. So its costs are increasing more steeply, but not because it's inefficient. Its costs are increasing because as people retire, their income drops and their medical bills go up. Putting Medicare on a sounder fiscal basis is harder than Social Security because medical expenses are rising steeply due to inflation, as Mike said. And there's other factors. Expensive medical breakthroughs are really wonderful. We all love them, but they're very, very expensive. And in part, the problem is the way Medicare is medical care is organized, billed, and paid for is inefficient.
Yeah, here's some history, and I'm a big statistics fan. Before Medicare passed in 1965, 26% of seniors in America lived in poverty. The figure is now 10%. And a lot of people believe that Medicare deserves a lot of the credit. It's the major reason for the decline in poverty of older Americans. Medical expenses are such a huge part of Americans' living expenses. It makes sense that if something helps you with those expenses, that less people live in poverty. Medicare is one of the government's most efficient and successful programs. This is not the one to pick on.
The Ryan plan replaces Medicare. Medicare is an insurance program, a medical insurance program, which provides defined benefits, much like a defined benefit pension plan does. It replaces it with a voucher program that, according to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, would cover only about 32% of the same package you would get on Medicare. That's 32% of the same package of coverage you'd get from Medicare. A Republican Medicare plan will cut Medicare costs, all right, and Medicare's contribution to the deficit, that's true,
yeah.
But it does so by shifting the cost to older Americans who are on the plan.
Yeah. Now, we believe a lot of you understand this defined benefit and what an insurance program is because you are. You have had some chats with your financial advisors. And your financial advisor would tell you Medicare is a good deal. And since it's such a good deal, it's a popular program. According to a Harris poll, 96% of adults like Medicare and support it. According to Gilbert Kreinberg, who was writing for the Harvard Nieman Report, which is a survey done by the Commonwealth Fund, they reveal that when measuring the specifics of medical plans, such as problems with paying medical bills, access to care, and quality of care, Medicare beneficiaries reported much higher levels of satisfaction than employees covered by employer-sponsored plans. And the Ryan Republican proposal, we think, is also kind of gets painted with the hate government program rhetoric that seems to be going around. But this makes things more complicated for seniors. One of the reasons folks like Medicare is because it's simple. Almost all doctors take it as one set of forms, and they're simple. Seniors need that kind of security as our complicated modern world goes on.
Yeah, I mean, the modern life is complicated enough without making your medical insurance toward when your later years more complicated. Right. Remember, Medicare extends your whole life. You're 85. Do you really want to deal with negotiating what's the best deal from all these different insurance companies. You guys have had experience with what that's like when you're a lot younger and more ready to do it. The Ryan plan really, it's interesting, the Ryan plan doesn't really reduce bureaucracy, it actually increases it. It shifts the bureaucracy from a single-payer, nonprofit government plan, which has done a good job, to for-profit companies with their own bureaucracies. And, you know, that each CEO of each one of these insurance companies is going to make millions and millions of dollars a year off of the Ryan plan. Medical care is not like buying a high-definition TV. You buy a bad TV, it goes out. You buy inadequate insurance, you can go out. The premium support that Ryan talks about does not actually cover the cost of the premiums as they increase. That's the problem. It uses a formula of 1% over the consumer price index, which is inadequate. It won't cover the increase of your costs. The Ryan formula is a disaster for seniors, particularly as you get older. The further you are from where you begin the coverage, the less and less coverage you're going to get.
But clear this up. Ryan says that this is the same plan that Congress has, and that's the major way he's been trying to sell it.
Well, it sounds good, but it's simply not true. Here's what economist Paul Krugman said. In fact, the president of a company and the janitor both get paid biweekly, and both get paid with the same color checks and the same name on the guy who's given the check out doesn't mean that they're paid the same. The Ryan proposal will not give seniors the plan that Congress gets. You are not going to get that plan, folks. Sorry. And the congressional plan is completely structured differently. This is something being hidden by the rhetoric about the Ryan plan being like the congressional plan. It's technical, but here it is. You can check on our website for more detail. That's vvid.org. The congressional plan pays 72 cents on the dollar. For whichever plan you choose, if the plan's price jumps, it still pays 72 cents on the dollar. That's very different from what the Ryan plan is doing.
Right. Yeah, they're going to give you a voucher. And let me mention the website again, www.vvid.org.
Yes, org.
.org.
Not .com.
Right. Verde Valley Independent Democrats. All this stuff is backed up on there, because I know this is going by pretty quickly. Okay, the other suspicious part of the plan is that it's introduced to only people 55 and under. If it's so great, why not offer it to older Medicare beneficiaries as well?
Well, most people are smart enough to keep real Medicare and not switch to the silly voucher program. And this is an attempt to buy off older folks.
Right, right. And that's where there's going to be and is political opposition to this. So the plan will only affect 55 and under and goes into effect in 2022. It's a bad idea, but we want to be clear about what it is. It sets up two tiers of coverage, real Medicare for older folks and vouchers for younger. It's that simple. They're hoping that the older folks will be quiet and go along with it since it doesn't affect them. It only affects younger people.
So they're really trying to buy off older folks by letting them keep the real thing while claiming the new program is just as good as the old program.
Exactly. And let's look at the history now. Let's look at the history of Republican and conservative opposition to Medicare. Here's Ronald Reagan. And he said this in 1961. If you don't stop, this is a quote, if you don't stop Medicare and I don't do it, one of these days you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in America when men were free.
So Medicare will destroy America.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And they said the same thing about Social Security, didn't they, Mike?
Yep.
And unemployment insurance. Yeah, and every other social program. It's going to destroy America. But does having Medicare make you freer or less free? Medicare gives you a freedom from fear that you won't be able to cover your medical expenses. It increases your freedom, gives you more time to focus on other things in your later years. It increases freedom, not reduces it.
Continuing our coverage of conservative opposition to Medicare, and in fact, we might do a whole show on this, of ridiculous things that Republicans have said. I'm collecting them. And anyway, here's Barry Goldwater.
Don't be too hard on
Republicans. Okay. I'm sorry.
So we got some friends who are Republicans.
We can collect ridiculous things the Democrats have said, but anyway, we'll put them side by side. Here's Barry Goldwater. And Barry Goldwater, just like anybody else who lived in Arizona a long time, I was a Barry Goldwater fan. He had to be. He was such a genuine guy. But this is a quote from Barry in 1964 when his rhetoric was a little more heated as he was running for president. Having given our pensioners their medical care in kind, why not food baskets? Why not public housing accommodations? Why not vacation resorts? Why not a ration of cigarettes for those who smoke and beer for those who drink? Unquote.
Yeah, I like the beer idea. I like Barry, too. We've been thinking about doing a whole program on Barry having a conservative and a liberal dialogue, what they like about him. But it is typical Republican and conservative thinking. They don't distinguish between what's essential, like your medical care, and what's just a luxury. Your life is just a luxury. Your medical care is just a luxury. It's just like buying cigarettes for a lot of Republicans. They have the money. They're not worried. Most older Americans cannot pay for their own medical care, and certainly not without medical insurance. They need Medicare.
Right. It's that simple. Older folks need Medicare. They don't like admitting it sometimes. Some of them don't. But most everybody knows it's true. There's nothing wrong in supporting a government whose philosophy and practice is helping individuals deal with problems. Like it or not, we're not all self-sufficient, and some of these programs can help.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catches every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.